We're up to Simon Tofresh Lamed Gimel. We're up to Seif Ches. We're actually a little bit ahead of the Luach, which is brilliant news because we're going to, we'll need those days of a Yom Tov. So it's really, really brilliant. And we're carrying on with some interesting halachas. The truth is that if we carry on with that, if we hold on that speed, I would love to, if we don't fall behind, we can actually maybe even start Tofresh Lamed Tes before Sukkot. That would be very nice, the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkot. We'll see if we get there. We're up to Simon Tofresh Lamed Gimel Tzif Ches. We're going to be finishing the Simon as well as do quite a bit of Tofresh Lamed Dalet. And we're going to be talking, amongst other things tonight, about the halachas. Does anybody have a sukkah on a balcony? Yeah. Yeah? We'll be talking about, when you have a sukkah on a balcony, so imagine this is a balcony. So you have the sukkah, not all of them do it like that, but if you have got the walls of the sukkah leaning on the edge of the balcony. So is there any problems, no, is there no problems with regards to the balcony, what's that called? The railings. Yeah, not really the railings. The area that, the actual balcony, not floor, the platform, the, you know what I mean?
When it goes round.
Yeah.
Marquee.
That, yeah, the marquee, bidyuk. How would you say that? The surrounding area around the balcony. Where you put the walls on. Imagine if you've got a balcony. I don't know how you...
The fence.
The fence, yeah. The fence. The rail. Is it the rail?
Handrail.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Okay, we're going to be talking. Is there any is that really part of the sukkah? Is it not part of the sukkah? And there's going to be some interesting points there. Okay, but let's just finish Shimon Tofresh Lamed Gimel. And let's see what the person can say over here. Okay, let's start from same ches again, although we actually started it already. Sukkah she'eino gevoya asura tfochim psula. This is halacha. We spoke about a 20 amas high. And now we're going to the other extreme. If it's a tiny sukkah, if it's less than 10 tfochim, it's possible. 10 tfochim, that's like this roughly. That's less than 10 tfochim, it's possible. Sivtes. Oysa gevoya me asura. Imagine you've got a sukkah that is higher than 10 tfochim. V'hutzin yordin l'soich asura. But you've got hutzin, twigs, branches, going right into the 10 tfochim. So it's not particularly high sukkah, but you've got the twigs, the branches going into the tent for him. So, afilu, even im chamoson merubah metzilason, even if there's more sun than shade, it's actually possible. Psula. The reason being, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in the last line of Sifkot Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, mishum de soif, koshel ha'odom, lodur besukkah kazu. Ultimately, it's uncomfortable to be in such a sukkah. And it's an uncomfortable dwelling place. It's not comfortable. So you may argue that, well, hold on a sec. Really, the schach is quite high up. But you've got twigs going in. So who cares about the twigs? The schach really is up there. The answer is, it's not true. It's not true. Are you comfortable in such a sukkah or not? Imagine, wherever you walk, you've got the branches going into your head. That's not comfortable. That's not a good sukkah. So it's possible. It's possible. Make sense? Very good. What about decorations? We'll get to that. Very good. But if you've got the Shulchan Aruch speaks about your case. What happens if you've got the decorations of the sukkah? The decorations of the sukkah, they go down into the tent for him. You've got sukkah, but then you've got the various decorations, whether it's the Shivas Aminim or any other decorations, the fancy things that I go right down into the tent for him. What's going to be the halacha then? So that the Shulchan Aruch said that einam poislim, that doesn't passel. What's the difference between noy sukkah and schach? What's the difference? Decorations? Decorations don't passel. If decorations going into the tent for him, that's no problem. If you've got schach going into the tent, branches going into the tent for him, that passels. Why not? Is it either way you bump into it? Avom Doi, what do you think? Yeah, but you've got plenty of schach up there. You also got schach going right into the tent for him. So the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. Yeah. Schach, if you've got schach going down, twigs, branches going down into the tent for him, that puzzles, that makes it an uncomfortable sukkah. That's a diro schucha, uncomfortable sukkah, and it's puzzle. However, if you've got a sukkah that the schach is high up, but you've got the decorations going in, the tent for him, that's no problem. Mishnah Berurah says an interesting reason. He says as follows. Sivkot Chav Zayin, Hanoyin Einam Poislim, they don't invalidate the sukkah. The Kaven sins. The Hem Lenoya sukkah, since it's for the decoration of the sukkah. Betila Agabo, they're bottled, they're nullified. They're not important. No sukkah
It's very nice. It's a mitzvah as well, but it's not the main thing. Therefore, they're nullified. They become part of the halachically bottle. They're nullified. They're not towards the schach. For loy mikra de ze diras chucha, and it's not considered a real genuine diras chucha because of that. Imagine you've got some vessels hanging down or some any decoration, anything that's hanging down. You've got a lamp. Imagine a lamp. You've got a light. Anything hanging down that doesn't parcel that even if it goes into the tent for him, even if it gets in your way, it does not parcel so, because it's not so important. So it's lomdish. It's lomdish. Exactly. Exactly. Because that's the main thing of the sukkah. The sukkah is called after the schach. So if you've got any, even some of it in the ten tefachim area, it says tiras chucha, as opposed to decoration or lamps, lights, anything that you've got there, the electric wires, whatever it may be. If they go within the ten tefachim, it's okay. Seif yud hoisan emucha me'asora. If you've got a sukkah that is less than 10 tefachim high. Okay, you've got a little sukkah, less than 10 tefachim high. And now you realized that, it's too low. You've got a problem there. So what did you do? You started digging, you took the shovel out and you started digging. So you took the shovel out and you started digging in the back garden, the ground, you started digging. And now thanks to your digging, now you've got 10 tefachim. Is that good or no good? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, if the chakak, meaning the dugout area, has got 7 on 7 tefachim, which is shir hechsher sukkah, the shir required for kosher sukkah, im ein bechakak lakos l'shloshet tefachim ksheira. Then, if it's within the 3 tefachim to the wall, then it's kosher. But if it's more than 3 tefachim, possible. In other words, if you've got a sukkah that is less than 10 tefachim and you're digging, with 2 conditions applied that it's going to help. Condition number 1, your hole needs to be 7 on 7 tefachim. Because that's the shear of a sukkah. Point number 1. Point number 2, the hole that you made must be within 3 tefachim, which of course 3 tefachim refers to the concept of Lavud indeed. If it's the edge of the hole is within 3 tefachim to the wall, it's fine. If you have distance in more than 3 tefachim from the wall, it's no good. The hole doesn't help you. That's what he says. So you have to, when you dig a hole underneath, you make sure that it's 7 on 7 tefachim and it's 3 tefachim away from the hole. Is that a picture of that? Probably is. And that is I also always find it because it goes in the English. Probably around here. Here. Picture number 10. Right. Now, the question is as follows. I want to ask you the following question. Okay, imagine you have dug a hole in the middle of a sukkah because it was too low, yeah? Now, I've done this hole, and it's within 3 tefachim from the wall. And my hole is 7 on 7 tefachim. I want to ask you, the area from the wall till the actual hole, is that sukkah or is that not sukkah? Not sukkah, why?
Chakak?
Okay. So first of all, we don't say Doifin Akuma here. And it's a good question why, but we don't say Doifin Akuma in this case over here. Because Doifin Akuma only applies if you've got a full wall, Doifin Akuma can carry on, extend it on top. Over here we haven't got, it's less than 10 tefachim. So Doifin Akuma wouldn't apply. But, okay, so chakak, that's like what we're talking about. You're right, it's chakak. So let's just get that clear. My question is again, you've got a sukkah less than 10 tefachim. What did I do? I dug, it's going to be very negev for the balconies in a minute. It's going to be good to do with balconies in a minute. You've got less than 10 tefachim. Less than 10 tefachim. I've dug a hole in the middle of the sukkah. And I've made it within 3 tefachim from the wall. Now, if the hole that I made is 7 on 7 tefachim,
The sukkah is kosher? That's what we learned now. Now, I want to ask you, the area, the three tefachim or less, area around the hole, to the wall, is that kosher sukkah or not a kosher sukkah? Do you know which area I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Is that a good kosher sukkah or not? Can you eat there or not? It's surrounded by wool. It is, Rishus Yochid. But is that area more or less than 10 tefachim high? Is it? How much is it? It is less than 10 tefachim. He made a hole because that area, precisely that area, was less than 10 tefachim. So he wanted to get to the 10 tefachim by digging a hole. So wherever he didn't dig, it does join up. So, oh, very good. So the area where he dug, that's for sure kosher sukkah. The area that he dug is a kosher sukkah. But the area around it, what about that? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here something, which to me sounded like, Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Sivkot Chav Tes. He says, Shlosh Tefachim Ksherub. Damrino Lovot. So from the wall till the hole, we say Lovot. And we schlep, we push the walls to the Chakak, to the hole. That direction. We put the walls to the hole. Or we call Markham nevertheless. Lechoil Velishon. To eat and drink. Chutz Lechakak. Outside the hole. Bein Letzara Pesach, Bein Letzara Ksolim. Either direction. If it's not the 10 Tefachim area, Yesh mina poiskim, there are poiskim sheichmiru baze. There are machmir, and they say you cannot eat in the area. It's less than 10 tefachim. V'lo miskasher agabo de chakak. It does not become kosher thanks to the chakak. Yeah, the kedel beitz the beemtza as we learn beitz the beemtza. The soif soif, ultimately dir schure schuche. He sham. It's an uncomfortable dwelling place. Kivin she pchusa me'asarot tefachim, since it's less than 20 tefachim. No, actually from 10 tefachim. It's less than 10 tefachim. Less than 10 tefachim. Yeah. Okay. So we have over here an interesting case. Since this is less than 10 tefachim, again, what's the case? You've got a sukkah that was less than 10 tefachim. I dug a bit. So now I've had the middle area is more than 10 tefachim. So that area is fine, provided that it's 3 tefachim away from the less than 3 tefachim away from the wall. Now I'm asking, what about the area around it? Is that kosher sukkah or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Some achronim amachmir." You can't eat that area around it. You can't eat that. It's not kosher sukkah, and that leads us to the balcony questions. Because the balcony that I'm talking about, imagine you've got a regular balcony, in Eretz Yisrael, in Switzerland, wherever you may live, or in I don't know if the English are the same. We'll see. So you've got the balcony. Now, what did you do? You built the sukkah by doing. You've got the rail, yeah, around it, and you're making walls on top of it. One wall, two walls, three walls. You're coming out from the building, from the house, from the flat, and you've got the railings around it, and you put one wall on top, two walls, and three. Now, I'm assuming, certainly, that the balcony area is more than 7 on 7 tefachim. But the question I'm asking you is, what about the surface area where I put the walls? Is that kosher sukkah or not? The case is clear? Okay. Okay, I've got a sukkah. Okay, this is my flat, and I'm walking out into my balcony. Okay? Okay, I've got over here, the balcony extends all the way here. Okay? And then I've got the balcony is like a, I don't know exactly what it's called. You've got,
like a platform.
A platform. Exactly, a platform that sticks out. You could actually, on theory, you could probably sit there. You could probably sit there, right? It's a wall, but it's a low wall.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the horizontal, the floor.
It's not a proper floor. I'm not all talking about the floor. There is like an extended platform.
Well, no, the floor is the platform, and it's got...
Right, the floor when I'm walking is the balcony floor. I've got around...
You're talking about an Israeli balcony.
I'm talking about Israeli balcony, yeah. Right, so you can often add, so you're actually going to have the...
bench.
You can sit on it. You can actually even sit on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, there is going to be rail. Yeah. Oh, the metal railings. Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah, they're going to be on top of that. But I'm actually ignoring those now because I actually put walls. I put wooden mechitzas, wooden tfanos, wooden walls around on the.
What, on the inside or out?
on the, let's say on the extreme, on the outside, as much as that. But they are just actually standing on those platforms. It's basically a step. You're just a very high step. No, you don't have two steps. I don't have a pen. Yeah, I do have a pen.
Isn't it like this that's sticking out from the omelet?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing? I'm thinking about it. It's very similar to that. Thank you so much. This is so interesting. Trying to explain it for her. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Imagine if God is going all the way, three walls.
That's just a wall.
It's not really a wall. Because yeah, okay, it's a wall. Good. So what I'm doing... Okay, I'm... Okay. The question is... Okay. Now, this is brilliant. Okay. Now, what I've done to make this into kosher sukkah, this is the balcony area. So I just added a wall over here, right? And then the same on the three.
I'm not sure why you
need
to do that.
So yeah, okay. I just did it anyway.
Good.
And I want to know if this area over here is considered sukkah area or not. Here, yeah. If I want to drink like this, can I drink over here?
Yes.
Is that considered sukkah or not? Okay, the reason why I'm asking that, actually, is based on what we learned now. That our case of chakak, we have over here that you've dug a hole on the floor, and the area next to the chakak is not considered a kosher sukkah.
So is
this okay? That's why I'm asking the question. Is it the same or not? And this is not my question, Pshom Zaman's question. Yeah. True, and you're right, and this may be a very central. You're right, and that might be a very central point. You're right. I didn't dig it. I know, but the question is: if you look at this case, to a certain extent, it's a bit similar. It's a bit similar. Why? Because I didn't dig it myself.
No, because it's not level in Israel. It's level.
No. Even this is, I'm talking about level. Yeah. Are you saying?
I'm talking about the floor.
Oh. Okay. What do you think? Yeah.
I'm clarifying that the schach is less than sort of talking about.
Yeah. Yes. We should have pointed that out. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
Isn't it the same?
It's okay, because not doing a schucha, because when you're not standing on that, just leaning on that.
So it's not the schucha, because you're actually standing in a proper...
If you were standing...
Okay, that's a chiddush what you're saying. It's actually probably a chiddush what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I think it's a lomdish question.
Isn't it
yeah.
The same as saying in an ordinary standard sukkah, you just have to have a where the door is, and it happens to be a wide door. Maybe as wide as that, you stand under the lintel of that door.
Right. So maybe that could be the same question. That would be the same question. Yeah.
It's actually not worse than a table because it has exactly the same function as a table.
You're saying that it actually has an ishtamshus.
It
has an ishtamshus. That's a good point. That's a very nice point. Yeah. Yeah. So it's better because it's actually. What are you saying? That since it's part of the wall.
Because it goes to the ground, there's not a hollow underneath it.
Should be fine. So I'll tell you, it's very interesting. Reb Shlomo Zalman asked the question, and then first, initially, it seems to be quite machmir, but at the end, he's matir. And the reason is not so clear why. He doesn't really explain himself so well why. He says it's fine. He said it's Paskins at the end of the Tshuva. Paskins is part of the Sukkah and it's fine. He doesn't explain himself so well. I wonder what the reason behind it is.
Because the walls that you raise up are obviously the other side.
Right, so maybe that's why.
So yeah. That's just like a table in
yeah.
The Sukkah.
It's like a table in the Sukkah, yeah. As opposed to the floor. Yeah, or maybe your reason as well. That since once you are standing, it's a, yeah, all these reasons maybe there. Yeah. Okay, very interesting. According to those achoinim, you're leaning outside the sukkah. Which case? The Mishnah Berurah is talking about... If you go properly outside. If you're standing in a pit.
Are you standing in the pit leaning into
that? Okay, so that will be a shaila that we're actually going to address shortly of in Siv Dalet and Lamed Dalet about Rosh Veruboy. That's going to be another question. How do you go according to your face? You go according to the majority of your body? That's going to be another question. But it's definitely considered, as far as those achronim is concerned, it's considered outside the sukkah. Yeah.
Having heard what you said about the balcony, going back to the original one, with the chakak, it sounds like you should be able to stand and sit in the chakak and use that little step bit, which is not less than...
Which is less than 10 foot.
Right, so
according to those, that's what Reb Gideon points out. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to those Achronim, you can't. It's a problem. He says that. I mean, Achronim actually asked for that. Yeah. So, dear Sruchi. Okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You won't be particularly comfortable there, that's for sure, yeah. If it's 11 Tfachim high, it's 11 Tfachim high, and it's 7 on 7, you're going to be pretty much ready. Yeah, that's true as well. Okay, let's carry on with Simon Tov Resh Lamed Aleph Sukkah, She'en Bar Shiva Al Shiva. Okay, we're now discussing the general size of the Sukkah. So if it's 7 on 7, Sukkah She'en Bar Shiva Al Shiva, if a Sukkah has got less than 7 on 7, Psula, it's possible. But in Goydel, no, the truth is we're ahead. So I can't even complain to them. We're a bit of ahead, so we haven't got. But in Goydel, and with regards to the... I'm sorry, there isn't... Yeah. The truth is that I can't even complain to them because we are a little bit ahead. We've gone ahead. You can't complain. You want your money back. Okay. So I don't know what the 8 is. I mean... You know what? Maybe we can make our own, because we're a week ahead or so. So for a week, we should make our own photocopies. Maybe. Yeah. Would you? Can you come for me? Would you be able to make some photocopies of this? Yeah, for the oilam. Yeah, can you do that? Make 10 maybe. Just make 10, and then make just the next like 10 pages or so. Yeah, can you like next 5-10 pages? Just like 5-10 pages. Can you do that? Yeah. Can I give you my code? Here we go, code. Okay, very good. It's really nice if you do. Okay, 5137. Okay, so, but if Elaine and Goydel, with regards to the size, ain't lo shir lemalo. You can make it as big as you want. There is no problem if the sukkah is huge. That's not a problem. You have to make sure it's more than 7 on 7. If it's larger than that, there's no shear. Mishnah Berurah asks, where does that come from, this 7 on 7? What's the 7 on 7? Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Shivkotan Aleph, the Shiva al Shiva, Zehu Shir, Ham Shemachzik Roisha Verubi Shel Odom. It's true. If a person stands, he's inevitably going to be bigger than 7 tfachim. Most people are bigger than 7 tfachim. Most adults are bigger than 7 tfachim. But, roshe verubo shel odam, the majority of his body actually will fit in 7 on 7, v'shulchan tefach, and one tefach of a table, because that's all you need. Correct. Yeah. And you add another tefach of a table, that's how you get 7 tefachim. Yeah. If you sit down and like your width and your length, you're not gonna be more than 7 tefachim. You're gonna be around 6 tefachim in the day, like in the various directions. Yeah, about if you sit down, you're gonna be, plus you add another tefach of a table, because that's how much you need. You're not gonna find a table that is a tefach only. But that's how much you need of a tefach. We're going to see that and see later. So that's how you get to 7. 7. Roughly. One tefach is there, yeah. 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 Roughly. Okay. Sif base. Imi agula. What happens if it's a round sukkah? Now, I don't know how you'd build a round sukkah. Can you build a round sukkah? How would you build a round sukkah? Oh, very good. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Imi agula. If it's round. So you have to have a square within that round sukkah. You need to have in that a 7 on 7 tefachim's area. Square. So it needs to be going round. I'm not good at math, but I'm sure it's easy to work out what the diameter would be of that. Yeah, so you need to have a 7 on 7 fitting into the round sukkah. Sif Gimel, im yesh lo Yesh ba shiva al shiva. If it's 7 on 7, v'nos nam ba b'godim lena oisa, and you put clothing there lena oisa, u'mematin oisa m'shiva al shiva psula. If you put clothes, shmatas and materials on the sides, and you had exactly 7 on 7 tefachim, 7 on 7, then you stuffed like bags of all things there, then it's not considered, it's pasul, invalidates the sukkah. So imagine if you've got 7 on 7 sukkah and you put bags of stuff there, it's going to invalidate the sukkah.
How is that different?
Very good. Why is that different? Very, very good question. Why is it different than we had it with regards to the... That's right. So the answer is that when it comes to the Mishnah Berurah asks, Sivkot and Hey, Mishnah Berurah asks you a question. The after the inyan goiva Yisrael b'simen tofresh lamed gimel sif tes. Although with regards to height, we spoke about that it doesn't make a difference if it's not permanent and it doesn't matter. Hocha le'inyan minatzat lo'imahani. Over here with regards to the site, lo'imahani, meaning it does invalidate. Do'a al kol ponim enem achsek saladidiroi shivrubu b'shulchonoi. Ultimately, you're not going to be able to sit there. Ultimately, you're not going to be able to sit there, and that's why it invalidates. As opposed to the height, you will be. So it's a bit, it goes a bit different. It doesn't pass. It's an interesting point. It has to be understood. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Say, if Dalet, Misha, Roish Verub B'Sukkah, somebody is sitting, Roish Verub B'Sukkah, is sitting, Roishoy, his head, Verubo, in most of his body, B'Sukkah, Vashul Chonoy Chutz L'Sukkah, and there's table is outside the Sukkah, Ve'ochal in the 8, Ke'idu Lo Yachal B'Sukkah, as if he didn't eat in the Sukkah at all. Imagine that. Person is sitting in the Sukkah, table is outside, it's no good.
Even though the sukkah is 7 by 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's a big sukkah or small sukkah, doesn't make a difference. Gzeira, rabbinical decree, maybe he's schlepped after his, drawn after his table. Now let me ask you an interesting question. Okay, we're learning now. If a person sits in the sukkah, he sits on the sukkah. If the table is outside, no good. Why? Because we are concerned he's going to end up, at the end, after 5 minutes, a person always schleps after his food. It's a fact. We always like grab the food, right? We always end up being, our heads always end up being in the plate. No, it's true, no? So the question is as follows. What happens? So therefore, if there's a table outside the sukkah, no good. Now, what happens if a person eats a sandwich in his hands? Would that be a problem? Again, a person who is sitting with a sandwich in his hand, and he's leaning the exterior part of the sukkah, he's not using the table at all. A beautiful shaila. A person is not using the table. We say that if a person has a table, if a person is using a table, then Shema Yimoshe Chashulchon is going to be drawn after the table, it's possible, it's not invalidates his eating. What happens though if a person is eating a sandwich in his hands? He's not using the table.
Has he got a drink on the table even?
Nothing. Everybody agrees to that?
Yeah.
Everybody agrees to that? So I have got some news for you because I was shocked. But the Shatzian is not Mishnah Berurah, but Shatzian says the following. Sif Kotten's Gim Zain. You haven't got it, but let me just read what he says. V'nira, and it seems, all the Gzeira, Kol Zeh Dafke, this is only true, but Yoshev al Pesach HaSukkah, standing by the entrance of the Sukkah, Mibifnim, inside, V'loikeach Min HaMeichel, and he's taken from the food, Sharuchim Lefon of the set before him, Ala Shulchan, on the table, Mirochutz, which is outside. As the Gemara discusses, the Oz Gazrinon, Shemim Moshe Chashulchon, then the Gzer applies. Aval Sheloi Bechai Gavne, but not in such a case, Sheyoyshe Basuk is sitting in the Sukkah, Ve'oichal, and he's eating, Ve'eino Loi Keach Min HaShulchon Klal, he's not taking anything from the table. Rak, only Shenoi Kmoi Oni, he's sitting like a poor person, Shepito Be'yodoi, that he's eating with his hands, Ve'oichal, and he's eating, Oz Loi Gozer Chomim Klal. Then Chomim will not go at all, Shemim Moshe. Sharetzin is Mekel. Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. That if a person is eating with his hands, he's not using a plate, he's not using the table, it's fine. Don't worry about the table being outside. It's a big chiddush, I think. It's a big chiddush. That's what Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. And that will lead us to see Metov Resh Lamed Hey, Emi Yetzah Hashem, tomorrow.